Welcome to Office Hours. It's now 4 p.m., so we're going to go ahead and get started. Right on cue, my living room lights just turned on because I got them to set to turn on at 4 p.m. And we're going to go ahead and get started by scrolling through the list of questions. So Lou Xanth says, is there a list of slot names for temporary badges, fruits, account creation, bread, etc.? There is not. It particularly doesn't help that a lot of those are... what we do is we copy the previous slot when we're generating them, so the name gets longer and longer. You also shouldn't, You shouldn't make your system with those slot names as guarantees, because they may change at any time. Depending on what you want to do with your badges, you have a few options. One is the various aligner components, or just doing it numerically, like stepping through each element in the list, etc. Or you could just make your own icon doobly-doo, you know, whatever sort of scheme you want. But there's a lot of people doing that recently. They don't show their actual badges. They've got like a custom list of badges. Not to call anyone out here, but I believe that Shifty, for example, she went down to just the Neos team badge. I think she was just done with badges, and I perfectly understand that as the person with the most. So yeah, try that out. Moving forwards, like says, any updates on the fix for the native build of Neos being unusable? We are taking a look at that, and we'll get to it as soon as we can. Gray says, is there a way to stop getting Office Hours pings? Yes. So the problem with that one is it's not the Office Hours role isn't anything to do with that one. The problem is that stages like to add everyone, even though they shouldn't. When you start a stage, there's like a button for it. But like, I continually forget that button is there. It says like notify like team, like notify the server or something like that. I will go ahead and remember to use that setting next time I start a stage. But if you do what Zlinka posted, then you'll be able to mute that stage. It's actually nothing to do with the office hours role. The office hours role is just when I tag at office hours. When I start a stage, though, it's like at everyone pretty much. Moving forwards to the next question here. Fuzzy says, can you speak faster? I'm watching your YouTube videos 1.5 speed and now you sound oddly slow. Interesting. I've always said to people, you can slow my videos down, and I know a lot of people do that because apparently I'm too fast. As I've said a few times before, I'm running at probably like 50% speed during a recording of a tutorial because I need to explain things. Whereas when I'm building, I can sort of barely explain anything. Like someone will watch me build and be like, what are you doing now? And I'll just be like, I don't know. I don't know. Just let me do it, please. Gray asks, are we required to have internal organs to use Neos? What if we have external organs? The state of your organs is not a topic that is covered by the Neos usage guidelines. If it would be, there would be an update to the Neos usage guidelines. I don't think your organs have anything to do with that. Next question is Linker asks, any comment on the active sessions bot being down? It kind of died when the SSL cert on the old API. So I assume it's polling the old API in a never-ending loop. Most likely no idea who hosts it. That one I had not realized. I will raise that with the team when I can. Let me just make a note of that one. And with that, we are currently out of questions. So if you would go ahead and come up with more questions, or don't, it's completely up to you. Radus, does the drive node constantly update whenever it's driving, or only when the input value updates? That is, you mean the, do you mean the drive node, the one that's in actions, or do you mean just the, like, arrow, like a regular drive? Okay, you mean the drive node. So the drive node is effectively equivalent to the drive arrow, for those who are unaware. If you see an arrow that sort of got rounded corners in logic, so that's a drive. If you see a pointy sharp arrow, which is like more transparent in the center of it, that's a reference arrow. So there's a good sort of rule of thumb to identify the difference. If it's rounded, it's a drive. But the drive node basically sets up one of those like drive arrows, but programmatically allowing you to sort of start and stop it with that node. So it functions identically to an actual drive. It just has more controllers, and you can start and stop that drive. So therefore, it has the same rules as a regular drive. And the regular drive is based on a sort of notification system that sort of floods through the wires a little bit like electricity would. So if we think about the simplest logic circuit that you can think of, which is adding two numbers together and then driving, the result of like how big a sphere is with the result, Let's say you put, you know, 1 + 1, you add it together, you get 2, and then you drive the size of the sphere with that. At that state, nothing is changing, nothing is updating, because the value of 1 + 1 equaling 2 is constant, and Neos knows that. If you then edit one of those input nodes to maybe change that 1 to a 2 or whatever number it is, you cause an update, both on the network to sort of say to anyone else in the session, hey, this value is now 3 or whatever you put in, but also in terms of logic where it will reevaluate that chain. So it'll flow out of the input node into the plus node and tell the plus node, yo, man, update your value. And then the plus node goes, got it, bro, updating my value. And then it passes that onto the drive system. So that's how it works. There are, of course, exceptions, things like updating relay, which will force stuff to continually evaluate, and various nodes, which just by their nature force stuff to continually evaluate. So it does depend. The goal is basically to not do mathematics twice, but we don't need to. 1 + 1 is always 2. Although I did watch a long time ago, someone linked me this video of this, it was either a retired military person, or it was like a retired teacher, professor, scientist, or something like that. And they were just rambling in front of a whiteboard about how they'd invented a new form of power based on the principle that 1 + 1 = 1. And it went on forever, and it was like a fever dream. It was amazing. They were talking about the east and west magnetic poles as well, and it was just like, what? It was very confusing, but there we go. The Cloud Panda says, how's my week been? Also, we had a comment on, hope you have a headache-free day from Jackal at the start of office hours. Yeah, pretty good day. I'm probably going to TMI for a moment here. I was cleaning my bathroom yesterday, right? And I needed to replace the toilet seat because it's old and it was cracking and I wanted to replace it. So I bought what I thought was an identical toilet seat. It turns out it was the wrong size. So just imagine me like holding this new toilet seat triumphantly over my toilet, trying to like fix it. Screwing it all down, looking at it and being like, that looks stupid because it was the wrong shape. And then having to unscrew it gently with much aggression, place gently the new toilet seat to the side and then reaffix the old one grumpily. Well, it was gently because like if I throw it, I'd probably like damage a wall and it's a rental. So it was like as aggressive as gentle can be to not damage anything. I do wish I owned my own place outright, because then I could do what my dad does when stuff annoys him. He just says, that's going up the garden, and he means it. So there was this one time where there was a party, and he was using a blender to make some sauce or something, I don't remember. But the blender just stopped working, and he just opened the back door and just yeeted it into the garden, because that's where it belonged, apparently. Moving forwards to Fuzzy's question, which says, been having trouble, exactly like that GIF. That's from The Office, isn't it? I don't know. Fuzzy's question, been having trouble working out the various in-user and headset HTC noses. They don't appear to work, agree with each other. Trying to detect AFK-type situations, things seem inconsistent. You need an updating relay for those, and then you should be able to work out the difference. Just make sure you've got an updating relay for those. I think isUserPresent is like an and between the other ones. I can open up isUserPresent now. I'm just going to tab to the correct Visual Studio project, seeing as I have 1, 2, 3, 4 open today. I don't know why. isUserPresent. isUserPresent will swap itself with isUserPresent in world when it loads. isUserPresent is not a node that we have. It will just swap around. Looks like we didn't remove it from the list, which is weird. No. Hold on. I read that wrong. One moment here. If your isUserPresent node existed before a certain date, when you load, it will be swapped with isUserPresent in world. After that fact, it will still work as isPresent. isPresent. Yeah, so isPresent is... I kind of want presents now. It's only April. It needs to be December. Is present in headset or not VR active and is present in world. So are they in the headset and are they in the session? Is present inside the world? Are they in this world? No, man, they're totally out of this world. Is present in headset is just, is their headset working? Is their headset on? Version management systems are fantastic. But what I've been trying to encourage us to do as a team is to, when we do that stuff, leave a comment saying why. There's a lot in sort of programming and opinions about how useful comments are, etc. Some people say that the code should explain the why, and I'm just like, nope. Code sometimes cannot explain why. So comments are needed to explain why. And then code purists will come after me and they'll say, oh, but if you update the code, then the comments are out of date. And I say, well, then your pull request or your code review process should include an item saying I have updated comments around this area to make it make sense. And if it doesn't, then that's a bad engineer. You know, it should just be no excuse for it. So if it's unclear why, or you think, hey, 3 a.m. prime won't understand what I was doing here later, then I add a comment. There are actually sometimes where I'll add a comment with a link to the Stack Overflow question where I got the stuff from. That's good because it provides credit, but it's also good because it's just like, I go back to it, I'm like, what is this like eldritch chicken scratch here? Like, why have you done it this way? And the answer is because you spent 3 hours and here was the answer you found on Stack Overflow after 3 hours. So like, you know, I've even said like, hey, we can even reference issues. For example, if something weird happened, we can just sort of, you know, put a comment saying this is why we did it. And then we can literally reference the GitHub issue because it'll be there as long as GitHub is up, which I don't imagine it going down anytime soon. That's that question. I want to scroll through, make sure we got, okay, that's that done. That's that done. Yeah, I think we're out of questions now. Fuzzy is asking a cloud variable question, which is why I'm giggling, because cloud variables are cloud variables are unfinished, which is why they're so confusing. I'm so sorry that cloud variables are so confusing. I have to consult the Oracle. Give me a second. By the Oracle, I mean my documentation on the wiki, which is sometimes wrong. It was wrong. I updated a bunch of it, but like it's always wrong. You're asking about definition owner only unsafe. Okay. Definition owner only unsafe can be used by users and groups. Definition owner only unsafe is only used for a singular value when it's in read-write permissions, though. So it's useful for version control systems. I don't know if Euclops here, but like definition owner only unsafe would be what I might use if the wiki is correct, which it might not be, for the version detection system, which Redprint has, for example. I would probably use definition owner only there, which means I could set the version number inside the dash because I didn't want, I don't know, someone doing some hacky logics to do it in an unsafe way with like, you guys, there's a new version of Redprint and it's called version 17,400 and cheese, which could theoretically happen if you use definition owner only unsafe because it can be set in an unsafe context. You set that for a read permission on a variable and it's still readable in world using a user from username node unless read by me. You set it for, I'd have to look at like the setup and the configuration and which logics nodes you're doing. So if you can share that, we can look at it more. Great. Like it's not like there is no node by that name. Can we just, you know, tone that down? I mean, I'm looking at the full node list here. Yep, no node by that name. Oh, confusing. The stage also has a chat channel. Oh my god, we should probably like switch to that at some point. Yeah. Anyway, moving on to questions. Fuzzy wants a variable only they could. Okay, so if you want it only that you can read it, definition owner only without the unsafe would be the way that you do it. Because with the unsafe, it means that people can read it if you're in the session and they know their way around logics. The OO node is a joke node. You're not meant to use it for anything concrete. It's just outputs what's this. Much like the BO3ALL node, which is just a typo that Fruks found funny, so I put it into the code. I was actually thinking about this the other day, and hey, this is my space to talk about random stuff, including toilet seats. So Microsoft has a policy where we don't do April Fool's jokes. And because of my time at that company, I agree. I completely agree that companies should not do April Fool's jokes. And what happened is that order, or like directive, or I guess policy would be the right word, since we're not talking about military, came directly from like the chief legal officer of Microsoft. And the reason behind that is like they calculated the like cost in terms of sort of marketing, legal, financial, etc., about putting out something that was confusing. And it was large. Like, say, for example, you put out like, you know, today Microsoft is releasing Microsoft cheese, right? Because it's April Fool's, or Microsoft Pi 3.141, etc. Some person somewhere is going to be confused by that, and they're going to have some action that may lead to a decline in reputation, revenue, legal standing, stock price, whatever. So they were just like, nope, we don't do it anymore. And I just completely agree with that. So I want more companies to sort of do that measurement. If they're like really small, it's probably not going to matter. But like when it comes to like a gigantic company like Microsoft, it just like makes sense. Zari says it always backfires. It's not like it always backfires. It's like the potential for backfiring is higher than the reward, right? If you want to be funny 365 days a year. You can see that with the social media accounts for brands where they're trying to be funny. Sometimes they aren't funny. Sometimes they are, but they are consistently trying. If the brand is only, quote, funny on April 1st, then it's just, it's really weird. Like, I kind of like, for example, I like Discord's brand. Discord's brand is, it feels quite young. It doesn't feel stuffy. It doesn't feel, you know, too corporate-like. And that's because they work on that brand every single time they do an announcement, every single time they do a release. There's a frog on my head, for example. Mixer, I don't answer cheese questions here. Yes, questions, or questions about toilet seats. Those are fine today. All right, I don't see any other questions, although Fuzzy does say sorry for all the dumb questions. There is no such thing as a dumb question. If you don't understand something, you have two choices in the world, and that is to try and understand it or to give up. And trying to understand it is always the best option, so please ask questions. There are, like, dumbly worded questions, I guess would be the sort of term to use it. You can read all of that at a page called Asking Good Questions. You could just Google. I can't remember the exact one I was looking for, but yeah, just how to ask good questions. That's also the XY problem, etc. Let's take a look. We have questions. Tinky says, to save something like a personal playlist, what kind of storage should I use? Playlist of videos? I wouldn't recommend Cloud Variables for that because lists are, of course, difficult. You could comma-separated value or tab-separated value or whatever the hell you want separated value a list of videos into a Cloud Variable. Definition owner, again, is the sort of variant of permissions that you need. As Fuzzy is struggling with those, you'll probably have to do some experimentation, but I wouldn't recommend Cloud Variables for a personal playlist. When it comes to music and playlists, I actually recommend, especially if it's a YouTube playlist, make a YouTube playlist, and then you can like put that YouTube playlist into some of the players we have in-game, and it'll play that playlist. And in some cases, and I apologize for bringing this up, in some cases, consider whether you need to play your music to everyone else in the world. Gray says, just check, I think the user mesh hider component is broken. Yeah, I don't know what that one is either. Like, this is another sort of, like, we need comments. And it's like, avatar user mesh hider. What do you think it does? Because I've just read what it does. And to answer your question, I need to know what you think it does. I've just been through the entire node list, Gray. Like, there's not a node by that name. Like, I did Control-T, typed in that, and then I scrolled through the entire list, and I need to scroll down. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was going to scroll down. Apologies for that. I'll take a look now. Sometimes I just forget a scroll bar exists. I blame it being like almost the same color as the background. Angry Pilot says, is it technically possible for users in NIOS to load a resource, pics, videos, etc. from other user host if it's only available on a local server for that host? I don't know what you're asking. Let me read it again. Is it technically possible for users in NIOS to load a resource from other users or the host if it's only available on a local server for that host? No, the load would have to be triggered by the person who owns it. A good example for that would be, let's say you have the latest funny meme TikTok video on your hard drive. You would have to import it for people to be able to see it. Okay, so catching up on the conversation about user mesh hider. Yeah, it's for like hair and stuff like that. It should work. I'm reading the code for it now. Basically, on equip, it says, yep, whoever's wearing the avatar, we go through all the mesh renderers. The ones that aren't on the exclude list, it will just hide, which sounds backwards. I feel it should be like an include list, not an exclude list. Like, hide the hair. Hide the hat. Linka says that it does work. People just think it hides the other. Yeah. People, I remember also thinking that the avatar user mesh hider was also some sort of like safety feature, right? It sounds like user blocking. It is not. All of that will be fixed by, you know, documentation. It'll also be fixed in some cases by just having those features generically. Yeah, it just like it does a values override for the hair, etc. It will include mirrors, it will include cameras. Anything rendered from the point of view of the user who has it equipped, camera, avatar, mirror, whatever, will have the effect. Like if you wanted to do it for, I don't know, a photo shoot, let's say you're dancing or whatever, you would have to get a camera person that didn't do that. Yeah, it probably, I mean, I don't know, there's no comments in the code base around why it was added, but it probably existed before we had the near clip adjustments, and it was probably something Fruix added to give people additional options that weren't, hey, just do what VRChat does, guys, just do what VRChat does, which is where they, like, shrink your head to zero from your head camera only. Right, let's move forwards. Fuzzy says, had some weirdness today running headless with a custom URL one. Person couldn't join through a button facet I made, although it's been working for weeks and it worked for me. After giving them a regular invite, they were able to join the world and come back again using the facet. Not really a question, but more of that, there's an odd moment. If I was again, I may have tried to report it. Yeah, depending on like the invite settings and the privacy settings, even if you have a custom URL, you sometimes can't join it without an invite. Like the fact that you gave them an invite and then the facet works makes me think it was like a permission-y thing. Like if you did like a, I don't know, I'd have to do an entire test matrix on it, and I haven't done that. But like you could totally do that and figure out what the options are there. Asphyxia says, just out of curiosity, any info on what the universe ID is for and what it does for? I don't know if it works. I don't think anyone's used it. But universe ID is to segregate parts of the Neos community. This sounds so like militaristic. It's to segregate parts of the Neos community into separate universes. You can think of it a little bit like subreddits. So as an example here, a school might enter a universe ID of hopefully something that isn't just the name of the school. But they would enter a universe ID on all the computers that run Neos, and then they wouldn't be able to see us furries hanging out in the corner. You know, making fairy noises because they're a school. They'll be on the school universe. I've not seen anyone use it successfully. I've had many occurrences where we should be using it, but it's just not being used. And I don't know if that's because it doesn't work or because people aren't aware of it, but there we go. As an example, user Peck, who's a professor at the University of somewhere in Prague, sometimes his students come in and they flood the active session list with a bunch of sort of new users who are also your students. And so that's always fun to see. That should probably be on its own universe. Lex says, what do you think of this SHA-256? It's impressive. I hope you had fun. I won't be reading it further because it makes my head spin. I am impressed that you got it done, though. Pilksha says, AgriPartner's question was more related to the networking part, as if it was linked to local server on another user, could it be opened on another user through the host, sort of similar to relaying RPCs from World Union? No, that can't be done. The avatar user mesh hider isn't broken. There's a difference between broken and not designed well. Like, it's working. Like, I guarantee you that. Reading the code, it's really, really simple. Guarantee it works. It's just not designed for the way that you want to use it. So the avatar user mesh hider isn't broken, it's just not designed the way that you want to use it. There's a difference there. That's also why we have the bug issue type on GitHub and the tweak issue type on GitHub. Like, that isn't a bug, that's a tweak. You are requesting additional functionality to be added to the component. AngryPilot elaborates and talks about them having a local FTP server and asking if Neos users could go through that and talk to them. No, that would have to bring would have to bring the external NEOS user into your network, which just doesn't exist. Could we ferry packets somehow? There's probably some sort of protocol where we can sort of proxy or something. Yes, so like ultimately that's possible, but no, you can't right now. Gray asks, so you can make an adult universe. Maybe Gray needs a cold shower. Theoretically, yes, but you'd have to abide by all NEOS usage guidelines, even on that universe. So nothing in public sessions, etc., etc. Go read the guidelines. There would be not much reason to do it, is what I'm saying, because you would still be breaking the guidelines if anything was public. In the future, perhaps, eventually, not now, you might be able to do it and have public adult sessions. Yuki asks, so question though, wouldn't even with a separate universe idea you'd have access to both essential folders? I think you would, yeah. I don't know how much the universe system has been implemented. I just haven't had a chance to try it. Zynka has followed up with some information that says you can set it to anything really, and then it only works the world browser, and you can still join in contacts. It's literally hidden but allowed in contacts page. It does nothing to folders. So yeah, it's purely session listing. Gray is still claiming it's broken. Yeah, it only does it when you equip it. So you need to, once you've set it up, you need to re-equip the avatar. Lex is seeing how to break the guidelines. If someone else uses your universe ID, then the universe sessions would show up publicly in the session browser of that content. So it would still be public because it's still viewable to the public. And yeah, you might make your universe ID like a random alphanumeric string that is like very long, but someone could still guess it. Gray says, please don't put whatever in my mouth. Sorry, that wasn't my intention. I will go ahead and make a tutorial on it for you. That way we'll see if it works. Yuki says, a school setting universe ID isn't enough. They would have to delete those folders. Yeah, I'm trying to sort of figure out and have a conversation with the team about what we do about NEOS Essentials and Essential Tools. I want to combine them together. Essential Tools should just be NEOS Essentials Tools. And I also want to sort of come up with a way where we don't have as many orange folders inside NEOS Essentials as we do. I don't like how there are team folders in multiple locations. Like, I would love if it was just like, there was actually a folder for our community folders, and then inside the community folders, we put all the team folders in there. Because then it's clearer that you're entering an area that is not NEOS Essentials. Because right now that's just everywhere. I also think as a team we need to come up with a policy of what goes in NEOS Essentials and what doesn't. Because it's very clear that some team members put useful items in there. And whilst those items are useful, it's sort of like, do we have a policy on what should be included and what shouldn't be included? We don't. So we need one. Those sorts of things are the things that you only think about when you start getting into like a larger company, when you're like, oh, you know, it's beyond sort of like a few hundred people playing. Now it's a few thousand people playing. Now it's 10,000 people playing. And you're like, okay, we need to make sure nothing goes wrong. We also need a policy for what gets featured, how stuff gets featured, etc. The word policy might sound scary to some people, but it's basically just like, let's discuss it and then record that we've discussed it so that we're not confused later. Tiki says, it often happens in desktop mode. The world goes fully white on a session. Switching session, everything's okay. Coming back, it's still white until I respawn. Any ideas how this happens? I had that for months. Literally months. And then it just randomly stopped, so I never looked into it. I apologize that I don't have much more information on that one. That literally happened for months, and I've only really just now remembered it. I called it like the flashbang, right? Sometimes it would happen and you used to go like, what's up? And I'd like, I don't mind me. The flashbang's got off. I'm going to respawn. Sorry says the NEOS shield has always struck me as not being well placed in the official NEOS folder. Yeah. I don't like the NEOS shield. I don't think it should be there. Now, to be clear, because I know we have this issue in this community, that doesn't mean I dislike the owner or the author. It just means I don't personally like that particular item. And I don't think it should be exactly where it is. Jekyll says, very good point about NEOS Essentials. I mean, there's interesting stuff in NEOS Essentials, but as a relative newbie, a lot of things have, for me, meaningless names because they are named for the people who built them and such, so-and-so's creative stuff. Yeah, there's also a problem where some of the items are named like you'd name a book or a film, not how you'd name a tool. Like, for example, a screwdriver is called a screwdriver because it drives screws. But in NEOS land, a screwdriver might be called, like, Prime's super fantastic ultimate RGB tag special ultimate RGB tag version 17 thing. And you're like, yeah, I have no idea what that does. And then you spawn it and there's no instructions. It's just like a tool and you could put, you don't know what it does. Some people do have like ways around that. The basic is one I assume is where Gearbell will like parent a piece of text to the object, which is set to non-persistent when it loads. So it sort of like spawns in the text but won't hang around. And it says like, equip this and push left trigger to fly or whatever. If you look inside the examples folder inside Neos Essentials, that's kind of sort of my playing ground. It is a little bit more organized there into sort of functional units. Although, of course, there's always more work to do on that line. Gray says, why don't you like the shield? The shield teaches the wrong solution to a problem. So the solution to the problem is to combat the culture that you're experiencing, which requires you to have the shield. Now, of course, you'll say, yeah, but so many new people come in and then they get their hands on stuff that, you know, does stuff that the shield protects against. So it's like, okay, can A, people stop making that stuff? B, can we stop handing it out to new users? C, can we start educating new users on our rules and guidelines? And then like D, E, F, and G, and H is like, please report people who are consistently harassing you to moderation. They need to know it's bad. We are running over time here, but I'll give you a quick example of a story. I was in a world, there were some unoccupied avatars in the corner, a brand new user who was young but old enough to play the game, so 13 or above, came into the session and started verbally abusing an unoccupied avatar in the corner. Now, of course, this unoccupied avatar was unoccupied, so they weren't verbally abusing some actual person. But I went over and I told them off and I said, hey, this behavior isn't appropriate on this platform. We don't insult each other. We you know, we have fun, we hang out. And they didn't really get the message for a little bit, but a bit later they did get the message. And they actually went back over to this unoccupied avatar and apologized to it. And I thought that was kind of sweet. I have never seen that user ever again. I presume they went on to go play Guerrilla Tag or something. But it was just a perfect example of, I taught them the culture that I wish that the entirety of Neos had, which is we see an issue, we talk to them about the issue until they understand it. And if they don't understand it, we continue to talk to them about the consequences of them not understanding that issue, which is the consequences are you will be kicked. Like, here are the consequences of your action. Lex says, how do we currently change the culture without changes to soften Neos essentials and updates to the platform to make it easier? One way would be to, I guess a few ways would be, first of all, recognize that as a session host, you do actually, unfortunately, have to go into teacher mode sometimes and do what I was just describing, which is you explain to someone why their behavior is inappropriate. You talk about the consequences for if they continue the behavior, and then you kick them. I've seen a lot of users who sort of come forward or talk about it where they are the session host, but they feel bad about maybe kicking or banning people because they don't want to cause strife or upset, etc. That's the sort of thing that we need to change. Like, it also happens in the real world. There's whole sort of I think it's called like bystander training or something. There's a whole name for it, like green dot or something. I can't remember what it is. It's basically like, if, and this is a horrible topic, but let's say, I don't know, you're on a subway train and you see, I don't know, let's say someone being harassed in the corner. Like, are you going to intervene with that? And if you are going to intervene, do you know how to intervene appropriately? Would other people on the train back you up? Not in a way where they're going to throw fists or anything, but like, would they back you up in the ways of sort of correctly de-escalating the situation and you know, getting the person to safety, etc.? Would they? And the answer is probably no. And bystander training is the idea of trying to improve that situation. There are a couple of updates that can be made to worlds to help things as well. If you go into the permission system, you can set the max scale and min scale. They're currently set to a little bit of a weird number. If you just raise those up and down a little bit, that will help. You can also set the full respawn position to a little bit higher. That will also help, because that means that when people do fall off terrain, they won't spend forever falling. They'll just fall for a little bit and then immediately respawn, so it minimizes the length of time where they're disturbed. There's probably like other stuff you can do in the character controller to like limit the velocity of people like globally. I know that you'd be able to do it with the locomotion modifiers that I've seen. I did that big world on. It is a difficult problem, and like it's not like I'm asking you guys to solve it and we won't. Like, trust me, like, I want to solve it. I want to like provide as many tools as possible to solve it. It's just we are currently stuck in that situation where we can't. There was a particular variant of the bystander training. I just can't, like, it was something like green light, green dot. It was all sort of like trying to sort of like change the mindset from sort of like, that isn't happening, I should ignore it, into I am an active participant in this event and it's on me to try and do something or something like that. Green dot bystander intervention training. That's the one. Yeah, there we go. Specs has an amazing statement, which I'll read. We are leaving off, so please drop down the level of questions. I'm trying to wrap things up here now. But Specs says, confrontation can be scary. Most of the time people will listen. I've had people quite firmly, hey, please don't keep spawning noise color vomit 5000 or I'll have to kick you. And they stop doing it. Do you remember when it turns, when it comes to loading stuff, as Grace says, collider initialization route. It was literally the first tutorial I did. Please go watch it. You'll learn a lot about like Parim's first tutorial, and it tells you how to fix up your collisions so that you don't fall through the ground on load. Whilst I'm here, because I don't know, it came up in conversation at some point as well, consider not spawning the Hermit Meter, by the way. The Hermit Meter, for those who are not aware, is a meter which gets the percentage of people in private worlds, and it's an unhealthy metric that I don't think you should do. What it does is it points a massive big finger at those people hiding in private worlds and says, haha, you're a problem. And that isn't a healthy way to get them out of private sessions. Like, if you want to get people out of private sessions, you need to give them a reason to come out of private sessions. And if the first thing they see when they come out of private sessions is people discussing people in private sessions, it doesn't encourage them. Like, it's basically just going like, these people are a problem. And when they come out of private sessions, we're going to talk about them, even though they've braved a public session. It's just like, it's the wrong way to do it. Like, give them a reason, encourage them, and invite them. Very good. Specs, you've won the sort of analogy award for today. Specs says, if you've ever been told by parents or family, oh, so you've come out of your cave as an introvert, you know how much that sucks. Good analogy. Yeah, I'll speak to Major about that. I didn't realize it was in the Creator Jam template. Like, if you want a hermit meter, flip it upside down, have the non-hermit meter, and then try and increase that. It'd be like the number of people in public sessions right now. The social meter. The potential friends meter. I'll go ahead and leave off there. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to DM me, tag me, send me pigeons, whatever you want to do. I will go ahead and answer them to the best of my ability. I am starving. I'm going to go feed myself. Cheese will be involved.